Evening. It is 7 o'clock p.m., and I'd like to call the January 13th, 2025 general meeting to order. May we have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Brian Taylor.
Here.
Councilmember Beck.
Here.
Councilmember Mike Taylor.
Here.
Councilmember Warner.
Here.
Councilmember Patrick.
Here.
Vice Mayor Owens.
Here.
Mayor McLaughlin.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Could we have the reading of the mission statement?
It's Rachel Patrick here. The city of Gustavus is a distinctive Alaskan city that provides high quality public services in a thoughtful, cost effective, and professional manner to sustain a beautiful, a safe, beautiful, tolerant environment to live, work, and play with respect for individual freedom and each other.
Thank you. Before we go any further, I'd like to ask the public to please mute your phones. And if you're on Zoom, to please keep your video off. The meeting will be recorded and posted to the website. The packet will be projected tonight and is also available online at www.gustavus-ak.gov. So the first thing on our agenda tonight is approval of the general meeting minutes from December 16th. Do I have a motion?
Yes, you do. This is Brian Taylor. I move to approve by unanimous consent the December 16th, 2024 general meeting minutes.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Mike Taylor, I'll second that.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Brian Taylor and seconded by Councilmember Mike Taylor to approve by unanimous consent the 12/16/24 general meeting minutes. The minutes have been distributed, and this is, do any members of the public wish to offer any additions or corrections to the minutes? See any? Do any council members wish to make any additions or corrections to the minutes? No? Hearing no objection. Oh, are there any objections to approving the motion by unanimous consent? Hearing no objections, the motion is passed by unanimous consent.
Madam Mayor, if I make a quick comment, I just wanted to thank Liesl for doing an outstanding job of capturing the minutes of that arduous four-hour meeting. You did really well. Thank you for your work.
Thank you, Susan. Next is the mayor's request for agenda changes. I do not have any changes to the agenda. Are there any requests from the council for agenda changes? All right. Are there any objections to adopting the agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing no objections, the agenda is set by unanimous consent. And next, we've got committee reports and staff reports. We would like you to come up to the table here and turn the mic on, present your reports. Please keep your reports to 5 minutes if you can. And the council will have an opportunity to ask clarifying questions. First up, we have the Gustavus Volunteer Fire Department quarterly report.
Thank you, Council, and I hope everyone had a safe and happy new year. So straight through it, I do want to update a couple few people on a few things. I'm starting off with, I am working on the AFG grant, and we did have another grant coming in with the Wildland truck through the state legislature. I'm in process of talking to several vendors, trying to get some quotes. I'm hoping to get, in a couple of weeks, we'll have quite a few to pick through, a fair few. And did another thing, I did enroll us in a kind of a grant program to get, smoke and carbon smoke detectors. And we are getting them. It's just right now, I think the state's waiting for the shipment to come in. It's long, so let people know they are coming. It's just gonna be a little slow. We did have an issue with our battery backup with our radio repeater. When the power went down, we found out the battery did fail. We were fortunate that the weather was good during the time we were able to get a battery back in and fixed. So hopefully when the power goes out, the radio system won't go out either. And that includes our 911 system. On that, I'm working on some extra training, driving instructor training stuff. We're hoping to get our department up a little bit more of following NFPA. Leah Oaken did testify on the fire department's and city's behalf about the OSHA, new regulations that would include a lot of the NFPA guidelines. This includes, stuff like getting physicals for each and every volunteer and or paid employee, depending on what they're tasked to do. We're hoping that they will change their inclusion to be more cost-effective for every department. We're still looking for funding for the rest of the Lucas chest compression device. We still have $7,000 for it. We're still waiting for the other $20,000 for it. And as people might notice that we did get a Connex container and behind the fire hall. This is what we got for free from the Park Service. Just for provide extra storage. Right now, I'm trying to find ways to leak proof it the front, because as the front is leaking a bit. So I didn't know until it started raining. Go figure. We did end up getting some cell phone boosters for City Hall and the fire hall. So if you notice your phones, if you're on AT&T, at least should have full bars right now. We're hoping that we can get one at the Gustavus stock, because what makes these a little bit different from normal cell phone boosters, that it works off your Wi-Fi. So you plug into Wi-Fi router and then broadcast changes that signal into a cell phone cellular booster. So, and that's why it's taking a little bit longer. We're waiting on DOT to give us permission or deny us at least maybe to access through their router. So we're hoping to get the answer to that from that soon, fairly soon. December was a little bit on the slow end, just trying to catch up on the AFG grant and stuff on that before I was head out to vacation. We did apply for Alaska DOT MPF Safe System Approach Program. Unfortunately, we did not get it. It was meant to help supplement the Rhineland truck to maybe we were able to purchase a plow with it, but unfortunately, we did not get it. And as far as the end year call, we ended the year with 35 EMS calls and 2 fire calls, and one of them was more of a public assist. So it goes in the fire call category. So, yeah.
Thank you. Any questions for Sol?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. It was a what?
It's more of a public assist. So someone needed help with a smoke alarm, and I helped the statistics a little bit. It's best to put it in a fire call and not an EMS call, because we don't bill for fire calls.
Well, and thanks for the cell phone boosters, and I hope the one at the dock comes in fairly soon.
So do I.
I've got a question, Sol, on the smoke alarms. Where is that list that people can sign up, and can they still sign up?
You had to sign up. I think it was back in October. October or before that. I did announce it. We posted it. It was on the website. Something worth mentioning, I haven't announced it quite yet, but it is on the website. There is a form everyone can fill out if you want to do a CPR course. It's on the fire. It's going to be very similar to how the smoke alarm stuff was. If you signed up for the smoke alarms, you'd be contacted. And we actually, the one's going to be installing it for you too. I might have made a mistake and forgot to add that in the announcement, but we are going to help you and sell them for you.
So. Thank you. Any other questions for Sol? Go ahead, Councilmember Warner.
Thank you, Warner here. I'm not good with acronyms. What does AFG mean, AFG grant?
AFG is Assistance to Firefighter Grant. Yes, I've been calling AFG so long that I forgot.
So, okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Any other questions? Nope. Thank you very much, Sol. Next is the City of Gustavus Clerk Quarterly Report.
Hello, Council. Thank you for giving me the time to speak to you. So this report was a little lengthier than my normal. My apologies. But there was a lot of information I wanted to make sure you got. So I'm going to try to just highlight it. Yes, very briefly, one of my goals for 2024 was finally getting video recordings posted on the website. I finally achieved it down to the wire. But it started with the December meeting. The video will now be posted. So just a reminder, as we go into budget season, I would love if we could look into upgrading to the OWL device or another similar device for the recording to make it a nicer, I guess, experience for our Zoom viewers, as well as our people who are going to go back and watch it, you know, afterwards. So just kind of keep that in the back of your head as we move into budgets. My website saga is continuing. I found out shortly after my last quarterly report that Civics Plus, those are the people who run the big umbrella of our website and everything, they decided that they were halting our Drupal 10 upgrade from that Drupal 7. And with no more information to be given other than when I asked, well, is this going to affect our website? Because we were told as of, you know, January 6th or something that everything would be lost. And they said, well, we've reached out to whoever's in charge of Drupal and no, they were going to continue and it would function with more information to come later. So once I got that information, then I decided, okay, well, we're going to stop waiting on some of these changes for our website. So I started with making a CLAC committee page. Or for the conservation lands, sorry, I deal with it so much, I just call it CLAC, our conservation lands committee, any other committees that we have, I'll put on there. I did get a new 2025 correspondence page up there, and I'm trying to do it a little differently by topic, by broad topic, so people can find them a little easier, but bear with me. Since then, I found that people are having a hard time still finding the 2024. So hopefully that will go to just a whole correspondence page, which will be a click button from the front, as well as a road maintenance click button on our main page. It's just going to take me a few days to get there as I'm learning as I go. The next thing is I've done several trainings since, well, not several, two trainings since I last saw you all. And so the first was I did a virtual digital records management course. And what I learned there is what we have, they would call it a file repository, meaning we're just shoving our digital files onto our server and they sit there. It is not an electronic content management system or the ECM. So I'm trying to work. I was trying to give you guys my alphabet soup in there and identifying it. So to have a really good digital records retention and to be able to implement that and streamline our processes, cut down on my time and Ben's time and probably the library and the fire chief's time on paperwork, be really helpful if we could have an ECM system like Laserfiche. I have started talks with them knowing that we're coming into budget season, so everybody's going to want the numbers on it. The most expensive business level, which I'm not sure if that's even the one we're going to need to have, is $950 a year for the whole hosting. They have a cloud and a server. I had a brief meeting with one of the representatives. I think the cloud's going to be the way for us to go versus our own, you know, server that we're hosting just because we don't have IT on site. But I do have a meeting set up with them for next week where they're going to give us a demo. The mayor and the city administrator have been invited to sit in on that demo. And then I have a meeting the following week with our Civics Plus folks to make sure if we were to go that way that these systems can integrate. Ideally, it would also help with when we would make this whole file system that would mimic our retention system. So it would flag us when digital files are done and need to be disposed of. It would also make it so we could label files that are public as public and the community would be able to get on and do searches and advanced searches through our files and find the information. I mean, we would still do the FOIA requests and everything through the clerk's office if wanted, but trying to work on more of that transparency. So again, another kind of budget request as we head into budget season. With that, there would be kind of a second caveat is I would love to look into getting a scanner that meets the Federal Agencies Digital Guidelines Initiative, which is set by the National Association of Government Archives and Records Management. There's a lot of other abbreviations in there, but it basically means we could take all these wonderful historical documents that are sitting in here that there's only one copy of, scan them, and it's going to be something that's sustainable to keep digitally throughout the decades to come. And that would be held, you know, on, we could access it here, but also be held in, I think, at least two other places digitally. So if God forbid there was a fire or a flood here or something, we still would have that, the pieces of historical information. So I think that could be very vital. Our city is young, but we only have so much storage space. And so the more we can get things digitalized and kept digitally, the better it will be moving forward. The next training I went to was the Alaska Municipal Clerks Conference. So I did an add-on at the beginning and an add-on to the end of it. Learned a lot about embracing technology and how it can help us in the workplace. Imagine that. And how it's just trying to be more productive with as a clerk. We have a lot of hats we wear behind the scenes that the public doesn't always get to see, especially in a small town. And so the more we can streamline processes and help, it makes us more efficient. And I can get through that long to-do list of projects and wishes we would love to have done. During the main conference, we had some awesome presentations, one with reading body language, our AMC, you know, business meetings. We had updates about Open Meetings Act, public records requests, meetings with two Alaska municipal lawyers. We had a cybersecurity. We had one about artificial intelligence and its use in municipal government. That one was very intriguing, especially after our cybersecurity briefing that we had here, but a lot of really good information. But one of the most valuable things I took away from it was getting to meet and see all these other clerks and hear their ideas or things that they've implemented in their town to help work with their communities. Most of my notes, I have a clerk's name and their municipality written next to it of, okay, when you're ready to implement something like this, this is the person I'm going to reach out to. So thank you for sending me to these trainings. It's really helpful for me to be able to learn how to do my job and continue getting better at it as I'm learning every day still. So thank you for investing in me. That being said, I do have two more conferences coming up this fiscal year that have already been budgeted for. The one is the International Municipal Clerks Conference, as well as the Northwest Clerks Institute. That second one is a week-long one where I stay in a dorm with a bunch of other clerks and it's like we're back at school. It's like 8 to 4 class sessions. So I'm excited to, I'm looking forward to those. There's going to be some good topics covered. The rest, I kind of listed some of my completed projects and my reports. I usually have my ongoing projects list for you guys. So I did want to note some of the things I finished, but you guys can read them if you so wish to. My goals for 2025 and in no order. Continuing with that document naming system will go kind of hand in hand with our digital records management. I talked to the lady who did my training, who's one of the experts. She said she's doing this, I guess, she's doing it for a couple other Southeast Alaska city or municipalities. And she said she would be done with it by the end of January and she would be willing to share it with me in February for free. I also asked her, you know, what is her consultation fee? You know, because this is a big task that lots of places have departments set aside for it. Now, granted, we're not big, but it's a lot to learn. So I was asking her consultation fee and she told me, well, I'll just Zoom with you and we can just go over where you are and where you think you need to go and what your plan is and see if that's lining up. And I'll do that for free with you. And then if you want to continue past there, then we can talk about, you know, consultation. So I was really excited. Like, I'll take a freebie consultation. Am I on the right track any day? So hopefully that'll become kind of going in with that whole records management. But that's kind of my big beast I want to tackle this upcoming year is digital records and our records management system and being able to actually pull up information and all of that good stuff. And then continuing to work on our website and ordinance updates and policy updates. I don't think those are ever going to go away. So that is it. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer. I hope I didn't go too long.
Fine. Thank you. Any questions?
Yeah, great. You're doing so much good work for us. I appreciate it. I think we were trying to arrange a council training from DC, from the DCCED rep here for us. Is that working out at all? I know it's been hard to get them scheduled.
Well, so yes and no. I think we talked about this maybe at a work session. So we had had our, the rep you're talking about is our, would have been our LGS. And we had had a date scheduled and then he had to change the date. And with that change of date, I only had myself and the mayor here due to a lot of different circumstances. So I think he is not going to be able to come back out in person. We talked about maybe if we wanted to do Zoom sessions with him, he'd be able and willing to do that, but just in his travel budget, he can't afford to come back out here. And I think we had kind of thrown around the work session for all of you guys, like, what's the best way? Is it to do one day and set it aside and do a, you know, an 8-hour day with lunch break and do a Zoom, or is it better to do, you know, the clerk presenting some things and maybe bringing in a special guest here or there to do topics that are way beyond my level at the beginning of work sessions, the first 20 minutes of work sessions. It's been hard to get everybody together other than the meetings. And I understand it's an awfully large commitment you all make being volunteers to sit on this council. So I think maybe that's something we can flesh out the next work session is just what really works for you. And then we can kind of schedule from there because getting everybody sitting at this table training is super important and it helps empower you to better represent our community. So I would love to do that. I just don't know what you guys want it to look like.
Got that on the list for the February work session.
Yes.
Thank you. Anybody else have questions for Liesl? Go ahead, Brian.
Really quick question. This is around the Laserfish ECM thing. I'm just, my mind flashes back to our cybersecurity audit and report that we had. And have we consulted with our like IT services provider around any of this and like implementing or potentially accidentally putting another like attack vector in place, or if they have feelings about a potential ECM that could work well? I'd be curious to make sure that connection gets made there, I guess.
That is a great point. I have not reached out to them yet. I was trying to get basis of, you know, what it would afford and would it work with our website. I think that's a great point. I will jot a note here. Laserfish is used through tons of local, like small local municipalities, state and federal municipalities. So they have a lot of things implemented themselves as far as security goes in, within their system. So that's something that they, you know, when you stop by their table, they like to brag about all of that. But definitely looping in ATS would be, it's a great idea.
Thank you. Any other questions? Go ahead, Councilmember Warner.
Warner here. Liesl, I just wanted to throw in that I can't adapt to the schedule changes very well. I have to make medical appointments months ahead of time. So I would have welcomed the training, but it was the schedule change that got in the way. So the more we can be focused ahead of time on when things are going to happen, the more I can be there. Thank you.
I understand that.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
Parker. All right. And next we have the treasurer's monthly report.
Ben Sadler, city treasurer. I don't have a lot to talk about this month, so I thought I'd just do some side-by-side comparisons this year to last year to show that we're still just right on track. The DRC income, 77.3% this year, 77.6 last year at this time. Federal revenue, 82.5% this year, 82.2% last year. The fire department's a little messed up. It was 66.6% this year and 6.6% last year. That's because of the write-offs that we had done for the bad debt. Marine facilities, 18.4 this year, 20.6 last year. And then total income, 76.5% of what we budgeted so far last year. We were at 77.5%. So 1% off. And then with the expenses, there really wasn't a whole lot to highlight. Total payroll expenses last year at this point, we were at 45.3. This year, we're at 45.6. Road maintenance last year, we were at 30.7. This year, we're at 31.2. And our total expense last year, this year, we're at 42.7%. Last year, we were at 39.9%. So right on track to meet up with the budget that we set ourselves up to work under. Any questions?
Great. Thank you. Questions? Go ahead. Councilmember Warner.
Warner here. Thank you for the good work that you keep doing. I just continue to be impressed with your work. Got a couple of really minor questions, but curious. In the income side for PILT, we budget 150K, we're at 160 in. Does that mean we're 10K up?
It means, I have to find it on here, that I budgeted based on last year's PILT payment, mm-hmm. and this year's PILT payment was more than last year's.
Yeah, so 10K up there.
Yep.
For grant income, we budgeted 10, we've taken in 20. Are we 10K up?
Yes.
That's positive. On the fundraising line, we budgeted 800 and we're at 175. Are there some plans for future fundraising to get that number up?
That's the library. That's the library. Okay. Yep. They have purchased. I don't want to speak for the library, but I'm pretty sure they've either purchased or they've put in an order for the t-shirts and the bags and stuff that they sell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then this one's really trivial, but down there in the balance sheet, where it says the percentage of the that we have in the checking account, and it was like 17 to 35%. The middle line says 1%. Is that a typo
on the balance sheet or on the unrestricted funds spreadsheet?
I'm trying to find it here. Where it says what percentage of the budget we have in the checking account.
So you have, whoever's running the packet, could you move it to the unrestricted funds spreadsheet? Is that what you're looking at? Go back.
Go back.
And so we can enlarge it, you know. But I can tell you that we're at 403,556, which puts us between 308 and 432, which is the area that we want to find ourselves in.
Okay.
All right. As far as what we're maintaining in the checking account, and this is the time of year where we'll have the most because our income will be less throughout until the beginning of the summer.
Right. Okay. Well, it looks like it was my eyes reading it. It was 1%, but it does say 17%. So it takes care of that. Thank you very much. Yep.
Right. Thank you. Any other questions for the treasurer? No? All right. Thank you very much.
Can I say, I'm going to leave. I talked to Sally and Kathy about it. Does anyone have any questions that they were planning on asking me later? If that's okay, Sally?
Yeah, that's fine. No?
No, you do? All right. No, okay. Great. Thank you so much. Evening.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, and next we have City Administrator Monthly Report. Kathy.
Okay. Good evening. Kathy Leary, City Administrator. I'll do the grants update. Chief Martin has already talked a little bit about some of the stuff, but I have a couple more details. So for the Good River Bridge repairs and embankment stabilization, I just had a conversation with folks from the Denali Commission today. We've got most of the documents ready to be sent to them as a draft. We're still trying to figure out a couple of items and how to handle our issue with being able to get materials here. So because of that, we're trying to figure out if we do one contract or two or how we do the RFP. We've got to put that information into our draft documents. And so we're still working on that a little bit. All the drafts have gone into the Federal Highways folks for the side path planning grant for Safe Streets for All. We just have to get their nod and then they all get uploaded and we should get an obligating award document. Zoll talked a little bit about the Lucas device. He also put in a Rasmussen application for the additional 17,000. They did, when you were out, they sent a clarification request on a couple items. So that to me kind of means they're interested. We haven't heard back from them yet, but they were, once we clarified those few items on the budget, they were thankful. So we'll see if that means they're happy and they'll give it to us. If they don't, supposedly Serums is going to put in a multi-organizational equipment grant to the USDA because it's kind of an onerous application process and it's way too much for us to do for just that amount. So they're going to try to do it for a bunch of different departments. We finally got our funds from National League of Cities and our extension request was approved. Thanks to Councilmember Taylor, who helped us review them for completeness and eligibility. We've since gotten four more applications, and we have been extended until May. We want to put out a new notice now that our electrical rates have been reduced somewhat to just let people know that, because I think people might have been a little gun shy about the rates and putting those in. So anyway, we have some breathing room right now, and we hope to get the letters out here shortly, or the checks for the people who have met all of the conditions of the installation and the purchase and the installation. Councilmember Taylor has agreed to represent Gustavus, that Councilmember Taylor, Brian Taylor. One of the requirements is that you go to a convening with the cohort group of the other 11 cities. And I just couldn't go to DC right now. So they really wanted a representative there, and he's offered. And we had a debrief the other day, because while he's there, he's going to go visit our congressional delegation, which is a perfect opportunity. That's the biggest plus out of this whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, is being able to go and visit our own delegation. So we had a little briefing on this Saturday about our issues for him to bring there, and we're really glad that he's able to go on our behalf. We submitted a new Swiffer grant. I don't know if any of you remember, but we had done one a couple of years ago. We did not get funded. We did a debriefing session on that. We got all the notes from it. Even though we were approved for that amount in a congressionally directed out of the subcommittee, it's unlikely that that's going to go anywhere. So we resubmitted a Swiffer grant. We updated it with all the suggestions that they made to us from the debriefing session from the previous grant. But in the meantime, we've also gotten a request from Senator Murkowski's office to resubmit this for the FY26 CDS request. So we'll have it in plugged in two places, and hopefully we'll be successful in one of them. And same thing, we're still plugging away with the EPA folks on the DRC project. And Sol already talked about that our specs were updated from the original project description for more flexibility. And he's working with a procurement, some special people who specialize in procurement for these